It's time for the TSU Football Coaches Show, presented by Freeman Webb. TSU head football coach Rod Reed and host Greg Pogue break down the previous game and get you ready for the next one. The Rod Reed Coaches Show is also brought to you by Ascend Federal Credit Union, the Tennessee Highway Safety Office, the Tennessee Lottery, Wyatt Johnson, and the Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance. Now, broadcasting live from the Goggin Cold Hall Studios, TSU head football coach Rod Reed and your host, Greg Pogue.
Good Sunday morning to you. How are you doing? Hope you're having a good weekend. Good weekend for the TSU Tigers. Welcome in to the TSU football coach Rod Reed Show, presented by Freeman Webb here in the Goggin Cold Hall Studios. Greg Pogue, your host, of course, Coach Rod Reed, and Jonathan Najjar. He is running things here. Next hour with Zach Williams, we'll be doing Fantasy Rescue, and also his production assistant, Eleanor, sitting in this morning as well. Rod, congratulations. Yesterday, home, nothing like winning on homecoming. 26-24 over 20th-ranked Austin Peay. You get down, and at one moment, down 17-3, down 24-9, you score the last 17 points of the game. Your defense holds Austin Peay to only one touchdown in the second half, and that was on the opening drive of the second half. So, just a good win last night.
It was a great win, and it was a much-needed win for our program. For our kids, for us as coaches, and just for our administration, it was something that, you know, is a long time coming. And, you know, there were, you know, signs that we could be a good football team. You know, we played a couple of really good football games, I think, and, you know, we were marred by turnovers yesterday. We did not turn the ball over, and we were able to get a couple of turnovers and put ourselves in some pretty good positions. So I was excited about that and just about how well the kids executed. You know, once we settled down, in that first quarter and got that misdirection stuff under control, we were able to settle in and play some pretty good defense.
You know, I've got, and you hit on it, but I have yesterday, your performance compared to the last three games was nothing but a great big zero.
No turnovers. Right.
Five turnovers last week.
Right.
Three the previous week. Three the previous week. So 11 turnovers in the last three games. Thus, yesterday was a great big zero. Boy, when you turn the ball over, I heard a stat. You remember a week ago yesterday, South Carolina went to Georgia and upset them. They were plus four. And that I heard a stat that any team, no matter what the disparity is between them, any team in a plus four wins 90% of the time.
It's true. And we talk about that a lot. And, you know, we stressed it more and even more in practice this week. I did some turnover circuits, did some ball security things, and we'll continue to do that. But just to stress the importance of the football and not turning it over. You know, and you know, even talking with the quarterbacks, it's okay to punt the ball. I don't care if we're backed up or whatever. Give yourself a chance to play defense. Don't do anything crazy with the ball. And I thought, you know, Cam did a good job protecting the ball yesterday. Our running backs did a good job securing the ball. And defensively, you know, we were able to get our hands on some balls. We tipped four or five passes yesterday. One we came down with an interception. And then on the back end, you know, Josh Green made a great play in the end zone to get us a turnover also.
Yeah, and when you're down 17-3 early, and 23-7 at a while, even 24-9 there when they scored that first touchdown in the second half, and as I mentioned, but early on, that, you know, they came out and scored on their first two possessions, down 17-3. Is there a tendency, or do you worry about your team? Oh, here we go again.
No, not really, because we knew that, especially on that first drive when they went down with the misdirection stuff. You know, we had a couple of guys that had practiced in there, and you know, Manny hadn't practiced a bunch this week. He had strep throat, so missed a couple of days of practice. So we went back with those guys that got the most reps instead of the true starter right there. And then Justin Brown and Clint Dowdy went in and did a tremendous job, and we sat Manny and let him look at it a little bit. And once he got back in there, he was able to kind of hone in, and we did some stuff with the adjustments on the ends and whatnot, and you know, we played really well. So we didn't feel like they were doing anything that could really affect us. We, you know, we knew we had a good game plan, and we knew if we executed, we'd be fine. And once we started executing, I think, you know, being able to take their run game away was the biggest thing for us, and we were able to do that yesterday.
TSU football coach Rod Reed show here in the Goggin Coat Hall Studios, presented by Freeman Webb. You talk about taking the run game away. Kentel Williams, one of the top running backs in the league, and you know he's seemingly been around forever. He came into the game averaging 100 yards per game. You held him to just 45 and an average of 3.5. And then Craig's going to get his, because as a quarterback with that RPO, big strong kid, decent mobility.
Well, what we wanted to do with Craig was keep him in the pocket and make him a pocket passer. Yep. And I think we did that a lot yesterday, where he had to step up and not escape the pocket, because he's dangerous when he escapes the pocket. He keeps his eyes downfield, and he's a dual threat, you know, once he gets out of the pocket and in the run game. But we were able to keep him in the pocket yesterday. I think he only broke the pocket one time yesterday and made him step up, and we were able to get some hits on him for 2 yard gains, got a sack, and, you know, was just able to keep him contained.
And your quarterback, fifth-year senior Cameron Rosendahl, might have, I think, played his best complete game. I know he got hurt in the MTSU game and just trying to get a little bit healthier every week. 27 of 39, 220 yards, two touchdowns, both to Stephen Newbold. No interceptions, was sacked once, and I thought Cameron stood in there strong.
He did. And he made good decisions with the ball. He threw it away when he needed to. But, you know, he found open receivers, and I thought Coach Harris did a good job of, you know, designing stuff that would get the ball out of his hands a little quicker, and we just kind of gradually got to the drop back game. We started out with some quick game, and then we evolved to a little drop back stuff, and then, you know, they played a bunch of man coverage, so we were able to get Chris on some crossing routes for some really big pops, and that was huge.
Also, you know, we can't go, you know, any further without mentioning Chris Rowland, the senior wide receiver, having an All-American season. Last week, 14 catches against Murray State. That was a TSU game record. And last night, with 12 catches, 113 yards, he is now the single-season receptions leader. He's got 82 catches, and of all the receivers, he's had the best year of all of them already, and he's still got four games or more to play. So there you go. I mean, wow.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I can't say enough about Chris, man. And it all goes back to, you watch how that kid, what kind of work he puts in the film room all summer long. I don't think he ever missed a day. I had to try to tell him, man, he was working out twice a day. He's working out with our strength guys, and then he was going and doing some individuals. I said, you got to slow down, man. You got to pace yourself a little bit here. You can't do, you know, all of this stuff, but our hard work is paying off. He's catching everything that pretty much comes his way. He's making people miss. You know, he can get open. He's our go-to guy, you know, and Newbold is, man, they complement each other so well, because you got one on either side of the field, and it's hard to kind of double down on both of them.
Well, and Chris, you know, and I don't know how it shakes out now, but he went into the game. This is the nation, number one in the nation in all these all-purpose yardage, receiving yards total, receiving yards per game, and he's number two in the nation in receptions per game. I hadn't seen the updated stats for that as well, and continues to climb up. But now he got dinged up, what, a fibula or something in practice? I mean, where is the fibula?
Is that the shin?
He got a shin bruise, right?
On Wednesday, you know, we were doing some competitive stuff, and they caught a fade ball. Well, he was attempting to catch a fade ball in the end zone, and Ronnie came down, and his knee just kind of came. And I think it scared him more than anything, because he had broken that one before.
Yeah. Scared you too, huh?
Yeah, to death. I would imagine just like kind of getting a frog, where that knee comes right down on it. And, man, it was real painful. So the trainers got him. We got him an X-ray that night. That afternoon, he got an X-ray. X-ray was negative, and he said he felt better once he came back from the doctor. It was just diagnosed as a bruise. He was in a boot for a couple of days and came out and played yesterday.
Yeah, I was leaving when the broadcast was over. The team was all leaving and meeting, you know, where they meet outside the tunnel there, all their family and everything, and he walked across the front of him. I said, that leg worked okay today, didn't it? And he just laughed with that. We'd be remiss not to mention your punter. Yeah, punter. Caleb Mosley had the appendectomy a couple of weeks ago. He was having and still is, because he'll be back, what, maybe
after the bye week? He's coming back after the bye week,
okay,
yes. Well,
okay, so because the next Saturday, the bye week, before Southeast Missouri on November 2nd at Hale Stadium. But, of course, Caleb Mosley was having an all-conference type year. He was number one in the OVC and 15th in the country in net yardage. He had had seven games with at least one punt of 50 or more. But, another Montgomery, Alabama kid, Mosley being the sophomore. Also, he's your kickoff guy, too.
Right.
But Roderick Smith out of Montgomery, and we talked about him last week. But yesterday he had six punts, averaged 40, long of 48, and that included one miss. So he was five out of six on hitting them and still had a great average.
Yeah, he's done a really good job since stepping in. And, we were going to try to redshirt him, then Caleb went down. But, we still have an opportunity. Mosley gets back.
So he's got four games,
he's
right?
He's got four games, and he started two already.
And
he played really well. He's probably got one of the better averages in the conference, just playing two games. But he's done a really good job, and I think once Caleb gets back, we'll see, where that leads. But Caleb, obviously, is our guy, but Rod has done a really credible job of stepping in for him.
Your two leading tackles or players that have missed significant time this
year. Yeah, both of them have missed at least four games, I believe.
DeJure Nesbitt, your cornerback, had nine tackles, two for lost yardage. And then Jashaun Bryant, the sophomore linebacker, middle linebacker, out of Cane Ridge with nine tackles. He looks like – I tell you what, your linebackers – Epting played one heck of a game yesterday. Strauder, Strauder. Strauder, Epting,
we rotated those two. Epting is a better athlete of the two. So, in some third down situations, we were able to get in there. He kept playing well, so we left him in, and then we just kind of started getting those guys in series by series. And when we go regular personnel, we got all three of them out there on the field. So it was good to see both of those guys play well yesterday and be able to curtail that run a little bit, because that was the biggest thing that Austin Peay had coming into the game. They stretch you, horizontal and vertical with the run game, with the jet sweeps and stuff like that. And actually, DeJure was starting at safety yesterday. He didn't play corner. And we started the true freshman, Fondren Hollis, at corner yesterday. So DeJure had to move back to safety, and that was his first week playing safety, and I thought he did a really good job.
Well, obviously shows in the support in the run with the nine tackles. I'm looking at your linebackers: Strauder, sophomore; Bryant, sophomore; Epting, junior.
Right.
So,
right.
That's good. And you mentioned Nesbitt being back. Larry Wilhoit was out with that high ankle sprain, a sports hernia for Dom Williams, who's really a very good cover corner, transfer from Kentucky. So, I thought, you mentioned Josh Green. He got the interception. Redshirt freshman out of Orlando also had seven tackles, one for lost yardage to go with the interception in the end zone.
And probably the one I was most proud of were the two guys, Fondren Hollis and Kenyon Garlington, because we stuck Garlington on number 11, and that kid was
D'Angelo Wilson.
Yeah, he was a stud for them and been catching a lot of balls, and I think he kind of held him in check. He got one long ball that he was able to catch, but I thought Kenyon did a really good job on him yesterday, and I thought Fondren did a really good job in the first half of getting some breakups, and then they started to try to pick on him a little bit, and we covered him up a little bit, and then everything worked out. But those two guys, two freshmen who hadn't played a whole lot. Fondren hadn't played at all. Kenyon's played a little bit this year to step in starting roles. They played really well yesterday.
Yeah, Hollis, true freshman out of Decatur, Georgia, and Green, redshirt freshman out of Orlando, Florida, and then Kenyon Garlington, redshirt freshman who went to Brentwood Academy.
Right.
So, but anyway, by the way, Brentwood Academy, we hope that one young lady is crowned the queen.
Absolutely.
This coming Friday. You want to mention that real quick?
She was voted to the homecoming court, so
she with a name.
Bria.
Yeah.
Bria.
You better
Bria Reed, my daughter.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Was voted to the homecoming court over at Brentwood Academy. And I'll be there this Friday to escort her while my son is down in Chattanooga. They play Baylor this weekend.
Yeah, NBA does as well. I tell you what, Antonio Zeta is on his way to being all conference. I mean, there's no way that I'm We're gonna riot the Brent and Brent with the OVC office if he doesn't get it. But but going into the game last night, I don't even know where the numbers are today. But at 86.7, I mentioned it, best in the league, ninth in the country, and he was 4 for 4 yesterday, 43, 23, 36, and a career long of 50 at a key moment in that second half. I think. I lead the nation in field goal calls.
That could be true.
Among radio people.
That could be true. We've kicked a bunch of field goals this year. I would love to see 7 points on the board. But, you know, anytime, like, and I say it with the most supreme confidence, anytime we get to the 30-yard line, the conditions are right with the wind and whatnot, we're going to kick the ball if we stall out. He's a kid that can make it from 55, you know, in the right conditions. So, we feel real confident in calling this number.
Well, the score was 17-9 at halftime. Your 9 came on all 3 of these from Antonio Zita back-to-back here.
Zita, the snap is good. Low kick. Did it have enough to carry it over the door? Oh, yes, it did.
Yeah, he chilled
barely
that one
over the crossbar. Antonio Zita from 43 yards, and the Tigers are on the board.
Yeah. Yeah, that looked like a wounded duck going over it.
Yeah. He hit the ground. He had a big chunk of turf come out of the ground on that one. So he really missed that one. And
it's like sculling a golf shot, yep, you know, yep. Basically. Yeah, but it got over the crossbar. And,
barely.
Yeah. And here are the next two.
Antonio Zita's already made a 43-yarder. He's 14-16 on the field. Fourth and 2 from the 5, the Tigers electing to go for the field goal. It will be 22 yards. Good snap, Newberg. Good hold, Roland. Good kick, Antonio Zita. But Antonio Zita, 2 for 2 on the day, 43 and 23, 15-17 on the season. This one coming from 36 yards. The snap from Thomas Newberg gets a good one. Roland, the good hold. The kick's got plenty of distance. What is it? Of course! It's good. Antonio Zita pulls the Tigers with an 8-17-9 with 3:59 to play first half.
You know, I'm getting slick on my field goal calls there.
Yeah, you know what? You know, it's kind of like, you know, he's going to make it. You're not even excited about it anymore. Normally,
it's good. Yeah. I got excited on the 50-yarder
in the
second half. Austin Peay takes its first possession of the second half, scores a touchdown, and it's 24-9. From there, though, your defense really, I thought, took over. Your team outscored the last 17 points of the game, didn't let Austin Peay in really get much. And they had several good starts in offensive position, possessions, rather.
Well, I thought they bowed up, man. You know, that first possession of the second half, they came after the young kid a little bit, Fondren, and was able to pop us on that first, I think maybe play one or play two of that drive. And, you know, once we figured out that they were going to continue to do that, and they did continue to go at him, we did some things, like I said, to cover him up. And it allowed us to – we were playing so well up front that we were able to steal a safety out of the run game and put him back in the pass game over those guys' heads, and that helped us out a whole lot.
But a 92-yard drive, 15 play, you had taken over possession and you'd had a holding call, and so you have to start at your own 8-yard line, but 15 plays, 92 yards, and it's capped off by Cameron Rosendahl hitting Stephen Newbold.
Fourth down and 2. Rosendahl, he's back to pass. Got the time. He's got his man wide open on a crossing pattern across the middle. Stephen Newbold, 4 yards. It is touchdown, TSU. Thought there might have been a flag on the play, but the Tigers for 6.
Yeah, they go to the man they call Gump because he's great under maximum pressure. He set up on the left side, cross to the right. A lot of time to pass the football. Rosendahl right on the money. Touchdown, Big Blue.
Did Albert just make that up, or did they call him Gump?
I think he meant that was a great one.
Great under maximum pressure.
Good job.
Like the goat, but the gump.
That's right. There you go. Wow.
Yeah, I just looked at him. But anyway, but after that, Antonio Zita pulls you within, you're at 8, you pull within 5 at 24-19, still early in the fourth quarter, and this was his career best 50 yards.
He's 3 for 3 today. Good snap, Newberg. Good hold, Roland. It's got plenty of leg. It's good! A career-high 50-yarder by Antonio Zita, and the Tigers inch even closer.
Yeah, and I want to mention this. Thomas Newberg, Independence High School, snapping it to, there he is again, Chris Rowland, Ravenwood. But that combination's been pretty solid.
It has, man.
Newberg's been snapping forever, hasn't he?
He's been snapping since he's a true freshman. We're going to miss him next year, but we got to get another guy in here. But Newberg's done a really good job snapping for us. And it's very. And like I said, I think a couple of weeks ago, I only remember one bad snap that kid has had. Since he's been at Tennessee State, and he's been really solid.
Did you just knock on wood?
I did. I did.
All right, and the game winner, this is Stephen Newbold. It's with 2:39 to play, an 8-yard scoring a strike from Cameron Rosendahl.
Receivers to the top of the set. Inside handoff. McCauley. No, it's fake. Rosendahl's running to the right side and throwing it into the back of the end zone and coming down with it. Stephen Newbold. Touchdown. Tigers, 8 yards, Rosendahl to Newbold, and TSU finally takes the lead.
Newbold gets his second touchdown of the ball game, just a corner route, and Rosendahl right on the money. Heavy coverage there, but Gump was able to come down with it. Touchdown, Tennessee State.
Oh, boy. Gump, here we go.
There you go.
Because you hope he calls him Gump many more times.
That's right. That's right.
You keep calling him Gump, right? TSU football coach Rod Reed show the 26-24 win last night. And the final call here. Okay, we don't usually do this, but thought we'd get this, and you're in it as well. But here's the final call of the game last night.
TSU in the victory formation. Underneath, Rosendahl takes the knee, the first of a couple more, and who would have thunk it? The Tigers are going to get out of here with an upset of the number 20 ranked team in the country, the Austin Peay Governors.
Yes, and they deserve the upset, too. The Tigers have played the kind of homecoming football that we've been accustomed to seeing over the years. They've really done an outstanding job here, and a well-deserved victory for the Big Blue.
Rod Reed just got a Gatorade bath along the far sideline. Good for him.
That was cool.
You know, his team is snapping a 6-game losing streak as the second snap goes with 24 seconds, and that's going to be the ball game. What a win for Tennessee State. Austin Peay comes to Nissan Stadium for homecoming, ranked 20th in the country, 2-0 in league play with wins over nationally ranked Jacksonville State and Southeast Missouri. They head back up I-24 with a loss to the TSU Tigers. Homecoming belongs to TSU.
Great call.
You ready to run a lap or two now?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. I was fired up after that one. That Gatorade bag.
Yeah, how'd that Gatorade feel?
It was really cold. But, you know, once you get past the initial shock, you know, your adrenaline's flowing. You kind of forget about it a little bit.
I'm a coach. I will coach for a Gatorade bath every game.
Absolutely.
Hey, we'll take a break. TSU Football Coaches Show, Rod Reed coming off the win. Homecoming win over Austin Peay yesterday into the bye week. And offensive line coach Russ Ehrenfeld, one of the best in the business, will join us in the Goggin Coldall Studios. Well, on the phones from the Goggin Coldall Studios coming up next.
With more than 15,000 apartments, you know that Freeman Webb apartment communities must be managed with expertise by professionals who care about the quality of your residence with upkeep, cleanliness, and safety. Each community enjoys caring on-site property managers in constant communication with the home office. 7 day a week, round-the-clock emergency service, ongoing preventative maintenance, timely response to residents' requests. You'll find each of these well-managed apartments offers a unique style that makes it not just a place to live, but a place you comfortably can call home. For more information, visit FreemanWeb.com. That's FreemanWeb.com.
What happens to your decision-making when you drink? Well, after one drink, you feel confident. A few more, and calling your ex at 1 a.m. seems like a great idea. And you're pretty sure the secret to a great taco is four-day-old macaroni. The bottom line, drunk you doesn't make great decisions. So you're risking a DUI or worse if you count on him to get you home. Plan before you party. Get home safe. Paid for by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
The moment I had kids, I knew it wasn't about me anymore. So this year, I started college funds for both of them. As a single mom, it feels really good to help give them a head start in the world.
Ascend shares our profits with our members. Last year, we gave back more than $6 million. What will you do with your share? Ascend Federal Credit Union. Open your account today at ascend.org. Ascend is federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, TOA.
What's that about?
Hey, the TOA cheer.
TOA?
You know, Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance.
Why are they cheering for them?
Well, they take care of more athletes in Middle Tennessee than anyone, treating joints, bones, muscles.
So if one of these players needs help, they should call TOA?
Yeah, or they can just yell, because there's likely a TOA physician already on the sidelines. They love football.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, official team physician of TSU Tigers Athletics. Visit TOA.com today.
1, 2, it's coming for you. 3, 4, you could win much more. 5, 6, on a scratch ticket. 7, 8, it's not too late. The new haunted Jumbo Bucks instant game. With a top prize of $75,000, it's a terrifyingly great way to celebrate Halloween. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Just remember to play responsibly. 9, 10, time to play again.
Game day is every day at Wyatt Johnson Ford. Our depth chart is unbeatable. Over 800 vehicles. Wyatt Johnson Ford, family owned for over 70 years. And every new Ford includes Wyatt Johnson's exclusive warranty for life. Wyatt Johnson Ford. We are Tiger fans. 648 Thompson Lane, Nashville. Online, WyattJohnsonFord.com. Non factory limited powertrain warranty good at participating dealers nationwide. See dealer for details.
The TSU Tigers and Lady Tigers basketball seasons are here, featuring challenging non-conference schedules prepping for strong runs at OVC championships. For the Tigers, it's year two of the Penny Collins era, with plenty of new faces ready for the solid array of non-conference games, including at home for Lipscomb and Fisk. And third-year Lady Tigers coach Jessica Kern has non-OVC games against Lipscomb and Fisk in the very first visit to Gentry Center by the Vanderbilt Commodores. Season tickets for home games available at TSUTigers.com.
TSU football coach Rod Reed show presented by Freeman Webb here in the Goggin Codall studios. Jonathan Najjar running things, our production assistant this morning, Eleanor. Coming up top of the hour, it will be Fantasy Rescue with Jonathan and Zach Williams. And then we've got the Rams-Falcons game today at noon, the pregame 11:30 right here on Nashville Sports Radio. Joined now by TSU eighth-year TSU offensive line coach Russ Ehrenfeld. Good morning, Russ.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys doing?
How you doing?
I'm doing great.
It doesn't sound like you've been yelling at anybody or at anything.
No.
Yeah, right.
Just a little bit.
It seems like your offensive line has settled in to where you want. I know there's still some moving parts around here or there, but I thought the last couple weeks, just the in running the football and certainly in pass pro, I thought your line's playing well. I think the team's played well the last couple weeks, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, well, the one thing, our guys, haven't quit, and they're still listening to us. It starts at the top with Coach Reed, and you know, they're working hard, and you know, just you just go out every day and you grind, and you you know, you make that investment, and you keep it emphasizing the technique and fundamentals that are needed to play that, you know, the position. And you know, right now they're still, you know, we've got great senior leadership with Tavius Simmons and Thomas Burton and Raekwon Allen, so you know, that certainly makes it easier for me.
Yeah, I mean, just like Russ said, those guys are coming out, and I'm telling you, they come and grind every day. We, you know, last week we went some good-on-good stuff just so we could get a better look and better picture of what we're going to see. Guys never complained, never said a word, and that means taking a couple of extra reps when you're in as one of those fat offensive linemen. You know, when you're doing those, you're doing 9-on-7 and you're used to doing 6 reps and you got to do 9 or 10, you know, it's a difference. But our kids, man, they understand, you know, where we are and the magnitude of what that we do in practice is going to carry over in the game.
That's OU Short. Is this your 9th year, I think, right, Russ?
No, this is number 8.
That's what I thought. I thought, yeah,
number 8.
Yeah, that's what I had it right. Had it right the first time.
Over 13.
Yeah, but just talk a little bit about with what offensive coordinator Shannon Harris, what he wants to do with this offense, and how that fits with what you want to do for that offense with your offensive front.
Well, you know, I mean, the first thing about Shannon, he's a great person. He's a quality individual. And what he wants to do is we want to run the football. We want to establish the run. And when we've done that, you know, it's not a lot of – you can go into a game and carry a lot of different kind of runs, a lot of different kind of schemes. But at the end of the day, you know, we're going to be an inside and outside zone team, and we'll run a little bit of man scheme, a little bit of gap. Last night, the majority of what we did was just our inside and outside zone in our bob scheme. And, you know, less is, to me, is always better when it comes to the run. And so this way, the young men that are playing up front, they just have confidence coming off the ball and, you know, taking care of their technique and fundamentals and their assignments. But, you know, Shannon's just he's a positive guy all the time. And, you know, the 4 or 5 of us that work alongside of him definitely, you know, I've rallied around him, and you know, the offensive staff room, it's a great room. We care about each other. I mean, we're texting each other back and forth last night. So, you know, we definitely, you know, have a great relationship in there.
Russ Ehrenfeld, offensive line coach, the others of Kevin Mashek, running backs coach, also obviously the recruiting coordinator, Antonio Bradford, tight ends, and works with the other components, Tavares Jackson, Rod, who you brought in. What about that, bringing in the former NFL quarterback to work with the quarterbacks and just be an analyst and just his experience of what he's done? That must get the kids' attention, too.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, I saw Tavares play in high school, so I mean, that's how far back I go. But number one, he's a great guy. He's, you know, just you know, just brings so much knowledge into the room, and the kids definitely could see they just eat up everything that he's telling them. But he's a great person, and he's definitely been a tremendous addition to what, you know, to our staff as a person and also as a football coach.
Russ Ehrenfeld with us. Jim Washburn, I've told this and I'm going to say it again. Jim, I really think the world of Jim Washburn. Of course, longtime Titans defensive line coach, was with the Lions. And as a matter of fact, his son was the offensive line coach at the same time he was the defensive line coach. But now it's retired and living on a big old farm down in the mid-state. And he told me one of, if not the best, offensive line coaches he's ever seen was Russ Ehrenfeld. And Rod, you've worked alongside of it. You've seen it, and that's just how he's regarded in the business.
Absolutely. You know, Russ does a tremendous job. I just got to keep him out of the way sometime. He's all up in the play. I'm like, back up, yeah. Russ. You're going to get run over, man. We're running that way. But
You mean a get-back coach for Russ?
Just for Russ. I've never seen a guy sweat and labor as much in practice as Russ. But he's always intense. He's always into it. And he does a great job. I mean, the proof is in the pudding.
Yeah, and I know you got to take a lot of pride with the, and that's a large part of it. When of how many that you send on to the next level, if not to stick, but at least get that opportunity to get into training camps as free agents and everything.
Oh, yeah.
And they're in there. I mean, I'll come over and visit, you know, every Thursday with you, Rod, for our pregame stuff, and then, you know, in the building and everything. There's and Kevin Mashek, I guess he's the one that works with the NFL scouts mm-hmm. and shows them the clips. They're all wanting to look at your offensive linemen. Yeah.
Oh yeah, they come through to look for those guys, and then I think there's three of those guys that just got drafted into that XFL draft too. I think it was Rainey Myers, Christian Moore, Anthony Morris. Those guys just got drafted into that new league, the XFL. So Russ has done a good job with those guys, man, and you know, I think the fundamentals and the techniques when these guys come out of here. They know what they're getting, and they know that they've been developed. So that's a credit to Russ and what he does.
Russ, when you see a kid come in, and you know, even if it's a transfer or a drop down or a graduate or however or a true freshman, how soon can you tell if he has it? And you know what I'm talking about. If he has it,
I think. Golly, I think the biggest thing initially is they got to understand kind of my coaching style. And, you know, we've got a guy right now, Latavius Simmons, that certainly is, you know, is gaining a lot of traction. I mean, you know, he has all the intangibles. And I think we've got another one that, you know, is a younger guy that definitely will have a chance if he, you know, just stays locked in and takes care of, you know, his academics and all the off-the-field stuff that comes with it. You know, just, you know, you have to have a degree of athleticism, you know, and I think that, you know, that's kind of where we start. You know, we don't want guys that can't run or can't bend. You know, I think all of that factors into it. But, you know, I mean, at the end of the day, it's they got to have a work ethic. And I don't care what position you play, but you got to have a work ethic. You got to be locked in. You know, and then focused on the task at hand and be willing to grind every day. But, you know, the one thing for me and the other guys on our staff, I mean, we're not afraid to get out there and reach out and do professional development and talk to other coaches. And, you know, I mean, we're lucky here in town. We got Vanderbilt, we got the Titans, and Cam Norcross over at Vandy is a dear friend of mine. Coach Mason and I had to go back to Bucknell University, where we share an office, so I'm at Vandy all the time. And then, you know, over at the Titans with Mike Sullivan and Sully, the assistant O-line coach. You know, those are guys that I believe in. And, you know, there's other guys in the NFL that I, you know, I communicate with. And, you know, I did a thing last summer where I reached out to, like, five NFL coaches, and I asked them, you know, just one simple question, and then they all responded just to kind of get a feel for what, you know, their mindset is. But, you know, at the end of the day, as a coach, it's what you know, those guys that I get to coach, that Bill Tree gives me the opportunity to work with, they're a reflection of me. And that's kind of my motivation. You know, I want to make sure that, you know, what I put out there, what I get to work with, that they know what they're doing, they're confident in their, you know, in their assignments and in their technique and fundamentals, so that, you know, we don't have to make a whole lot of adjustments during the game. Last night we had to make one, and that was after a protection issue. But once we got it fixed, then, you know, Cam could sit back there and sit in the pocket and do what he needed to do. And then, right, you know, Coach Harris and I were communicating about, you know, because we're getting a lot of interior movement. So, all right, so let's do this to kind of counter what they were doing. But, you know, again, it's like anything else. You gotta be a student of the game. You got to grind. And, you know, I like sitting in my office at my laptop, drinking coffee and listening to music and just taking notes and watching and watching and watching, and no one bothers me. And, man, that's one of the most enjoyable things for me. So.
Well, next time I see you doing it, I'm going to stick my head in there and bother you. So, there
always.
You go.
Oh, you might listen, you know, you might come by. I might be listening to the Drifters or Jackson Brown.
Here we go.
Or, you know, something like that.
Oh,
you know, great stuff.
Well, Russ, of course, Russ and I are concert buddies, a full disclosure.
That's
okay,
right.
So let's get that out there. We went to the U2 concert together. His nephew was in charge of everything for U2's tour. So where is he now? Yeah. Where's your nephew right now?
Well, I spoke to his mother last night, and he had just come back from Australia prepping for the U2 tour. But I'll share this quick story with you. So he was on tour with Queen back in the summer. And Queen was at Bridgestone, so I knew I couldn't go because it was during camp. So I just, we got done with all of our meetings. I go down to Bridgestone, it's like 10 o'clock at night, and I'm waiting for him, and then, you know, it's like 12 o'clock, and now the guys are coming up from Bridgestone, and I go up to this guy, and I said, hey, I'm looking for this guy named Lunchbox. And he looks at me, and I said, yeah, it's my nephew. And he said, well, you just wait right here. And he said, eventually he's going to come up. So now it's like 1 o'clock in the morning. And all the buses are there on that side street by Bridgestone. And these guys are pulling out chairs from underneath one of the buses. And they've got some light basins there. And they've got some water.
This is not a short story here.
No. So long story short, I'm hanging out with the road crew from Queen. And here's this guy from Hillside, New Jersey, hanging out with the road crew from Queen. And they're asking me all these questions about football. And it was, I was just laughing. It was so much fun. And then eventually my nephew came up. So I've got a nephew that's in the music industry. My other nephew's a major in the Marine Corps. And he's over there at ROTC program at Fordham in Columbia.
I think that could have been told in about 30 seconds.
No, he had more he wanted to get in. All right, Russ, your time's up. Hey, thank you, Russ. Hey, see you, buddy.
All right, man.
Love Russ. He is and really one of the best offensive line coach in all of college football.
Absolutely.
There's no doubt about it. Hey, we'll take a break. Take a look around the OVC coming up next.
What happens to your decision-making when you drink? Well, after one drink, you feel confident. A few more, and calling your ex at 1 a.m. seems like a great idea. And you're pretty sure the secret to a great taco is 4-day-old macaroni. The bottom line, drunk you doesn't make great decisions. So you're risking a DUI or worse if you count on him to get you home. Plan before you party. Get home safe. Paid for by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
The moment I had kids, I knew it wasn't about me anymore. So this year, I started college funds for both of them. As a single mom, it feels really good to help give them a head start in the world.
Ascend shares our profits with our members. Last year, we gave back more than $6 million. What will you do with your share? Ascend Federal Credit Union. Open your account today at ascend.org. Ascend is federally insured by NCUA.
With more than 15,000 apartments, you know that Freeman Webb apartment communities must be managed with expertise by professionals who care about the quality of your residence with upkeep, cleanliness, and safety. Each community enjoys caring on-site property managers in constant communication with the home office. 7 days a week, round-the-clock emergency service, ongoing preventative maintenance, timely response to residents' requests. You'll find each of these well-managed apartments offers a unique style that makes it not just a place to live, but a place you comfortably can call home. For more information, visit FreemanWeb.com. That's FreemanWeb.com.
Game day is every day at Wyatt Johnson Ford. Our depth chart is unbeatable. Over 800 vehicles. Wyatt Johnson Ford, family owned for over 70 years. And every new Ford includes Wyatt Johnson's exclusive warranty for life. Wyatt Johnson Ford. We are Tiger fans. 648 Thompson Lane, Nashville. Online, WyattJohnsonFord.com. Non factory limited powertrain warranty good at participating dealers nationwide. See dealer for details.
Hey, TOA. Hey, TOA.
What's that about?
Hey, oh, the TOA cheer.
TOA?
You know, Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance.
Why are they cheering for them?
Well, they take care of more athletes in Middle Tennessee than anyone, treating joints, bones, muscles.
So if one of these players needs help, they should call TOA?
Yeah, or they can just yell, because there's likely a TOA physician already on the sidelines. They love football.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, official team physician of TSU Tigers Athletics. Visit TOA.com today.
Life is all about perfect pairings. Sweet and salty, naughty and nice, hot and cold. Well, add Instant and Jackpot to the list because that's what you'll get when you add Quick Cash to your next Tennessee Cash play. Quick Cash is a simple way to turn one game into two. With Quick Cash, you'll have a chance to win up to $500 instantly right there at the register. Plus, you'll still have a chance to win the Tennessee Cash drawing later. Get the best of both worlds and get twice the fun. It's Quick Cash with Tennessee Cash, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
The TSU Tigers and Lady Tigers basketball seasons are here. Featuring challenging non-conference schedules, prepping for strong runs at OVC championships. For the Tigers, it's year two of the Penny Collins era. With plenty of new faces ready for the solid array of non-conference games. Including at home for Lipscomb and Fisk. And third year Lady Tigers coach Jessica Kern has non-OVC games against Lipscomb and Fisk. And the very first visit to Gentry Center by the Vanderbilt Commodores. Season tickets for home games available at TSUTigers.com.
TSU football coach Rod Reed show right here from the Goggin Coat Hall studios. Jonathan Najjar running the board, a production assistant Eleanor. She's really, I think he's focused this morning. Jonathan is with his production assistant slash wife in studio with us. OVC yesterday, well, the game of the day was Southeast Missouri and Jacksonville State, and SEMO, of course, beat Jacksonville State last year and got an at-large bid for the FCS playoffs, and SEMO goes down there and. Let me just read you something that would tell you, I don't know if we need to read any more on this. It was Southeast Missouri 24, Jacksonville State 21. SEMO had a season high 4 takeaways.
Wow.
And it turnovers. I've been following this sport forever, it seems, and I've never thought more about turnovers than I have this year.
Well, it's a factor. It's a factor. You know, you can survive one. But when you start getting 2 or 3 turnovers in the game, and also it depends on where the turnovers are. You know, if you're in the red zone, you turn the ball over, it deflates you on offense. It does. You still got a long field, but if you turn it over on your own end, it really, really is a momentum swinger. So we got to make sure, and I think everybody does, man, that you got to take care of football if you want to win games.
Well,
it's just that simple.
And Southeast Missouri, and we know what Coach Matukowicz has done up there. Mm-hmm. This senior class is the winningest senior class in program history.
Right.
So tough, but going down to win down there with Annette, and I love what you call their quarterback, Santa Cat Arena.
Yeah.
Sat Cat?
Yeah, Sat Cat. I can't get all that out, so I just.
I may be doing that on the game. Sat Cat, Santa Catarina.
Well, you're not calling his name too much.
Or maybe being sacked or throwing a pick.
There you go. Good player.
Yeah. And you do that. But Jacksonville State now, 2 losses. And that's a rare occurrence. It hadn't happened in about 7 or 8 years, 2 league losses.
Well, there's a lot of parity in the league. Like I said, I think, I don't know, if UT Martin, if they were off yesterday, I don't know what they did yesterday.
I'll get to them.
But they're 3-0 in the conference right now. 4-0
They
in the
won
conference.
Yesterday.
They
yeah.
won yesterday, so they're 4-0. And that's, you know, that's consistency down there. You know, Jason signed a big deal down there last year. They didn't do very well, but he's been consistent in this league for a long time. And I think him and I are the 2 longest tenured coaches in the league right now. And he always does a good job. And, you know, we've got a tough schedule the rest of the way. But, you know, we fare well against, you know, most of these teams that we're going to play on down the stretch. We just got to continue to, you know, take it one game at a time, one play at a time, and we'll see how it works out.
In other action yesterday, we mentioned UT Martin. UT Martin now 4-0 in conference play, the only team without a loss. The one yesterday, 27-18 at home against Eastern Illinois with that. So UT Martin, that quarterback down there, John Backus III, all these teams we're talking about, you're still going to be seeing here as well. Then Eastern Kentucky beat Murray State 34-27 as well. But Southeast Missouri up next, and I know you'll be spending the time. I tell you what I'm going to do. I want to take a break, take this last break. We'll got a little something I want to talk about and also look ahead to where the bye week is and just where this football team is and headed into it. TSU Football, Coach Rod Reed Show, presented by Freeman Webb, right here at Gog and Cold Hall Studios.
I'm on Deadman's Bend at midnight when my gas light pops on. I see a gas station ahead. Just my luck. Or is it? I walk in. The attendant lifts a bony finger towards me and croaks, "You want a Halloween jumbo box?" I whisper it, terrified, "No." And as I leave, he asks the lady behind me. She says, "Okay." And then...
she wants $75,000!
Scare up some cash with the Halloween Jumbo Bucks Instant Game. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing, hair-raising fun. Please play responsibly.
With more than 15,000 apartments, you know that Freeman Webb apartment communities must be managed with expertise by professionals who care about the quality of your residence with upkeep, cleanliness, and safety. Each community enjoys caring on-site property managers in constant communication with the home office. 7 days a week, round-the-clock emergency service, ongoing preventative maintenance, timely response to residents' requests. You'll find each of these well-managed apartments offers a unique style that makes it not just a place to live, but a place you comfortably can call home. For more information, visit Freeman. Freemanweb.com. That's Freemanweb.com.
The moment I had kids, I knew it wasn't about me anymore. So this year, I started College Funds for both of them. As a single mom, it feels really good to help give them a head start in the world.
Ascend shares our profits with our members. Last year, we gave back more than $6 million. What will you do with your share? Ascend Federal Credit Union. Open your account today at ascend.org. Ascend is federally insured by NCUA.
Game day is every day at Wyatt Johnson Ford. Our depth chart is unbeatable. Over 800 vehicles. Wyatt Johnson Ford, family owned for over 70 years. And every new Ford includes Wyatt Johnson's exclusive warranty for life. Wyatt Johnson Ford. We are Tiger fans. 648 Thompson Lane, Nashville. Online, WyattJohnsonFord.com. Non-factory limited powertrain warranty. Good at participating dealers nationwide. See dealer for details.
Hey, hey, TOA. Hey, hey, TOA.
What's that about?
Hey, oh, the TOA cheer.
TOA?
You know, Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance.
Why are they cheering for them?
Well, they take care of more athletes in Middle Tennessee than anyone, treating joints, bones, muscles.
So if one of these players needs help, they should call TOA?
Yeah, or they can just yell, because there's likely a TOA physician already on the sidelines. They love football.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, official team physician of TSU Tigers Athletics. Visit TOA.com today.
The TSU Tigers and Lady Tigers basketball seasons are here, featuring challenging non-conference schedules prepping for strong runs at OVC championships. For the Tigers, it's year two of the Penny Collins era, with plenty of new faces ready for the solid array of non-conference games, including at home for Lipscomb and Fisk. And third-year Lady Tigers coach Jessica Kern has non-OVC games against Lipscomb and Fisk. And the very first visit to Gentry Center by the Vanderbilt Commodores. Season tickets for home games available at TSUTigers.com.
What happens to your decision-making when you drink? Well, after one drink, you feel confident. A few more, and calling your ex at 1 a.m. seems like a great idea. And you're pretty sure the secret to a great taco is four-day-old macaroni. The bottom line, drunk you doesn't make great decisions. So you're risking a DUI or worse if you count on him to get you home. Plan before you party. Get home safe. Paid for by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
TSU Football Coach Rod Reed Show, presented by Freeman Webb, right here in the Gog and Cold Hall Studios. Well, Rod, Teresa Phillips, who hired you as head football coach 10 years ago, started at TSU in 1989 as the head women's basketball coach, associate AD, and then since 2002, the athletic director, announced on Thursday that she is retiring, effective at the end of the school year, the fiscal, the state government fiscal year, June 30th. And, well, you know what I think of Teresa personally and professionally. I just I wish her well. She seems happy and content.
I'll be forever grateful for her giving me the opportunity to be a Division I head football coach, and that's something that I don't take lightly. I wish her well in her retirement. She got something to do right now because her son is actually going to be starting for the New York Jets, so it may free free up a little time for her to
Monday
be...
Night Football against the Patriots. Right. You know, again, I talked to her. Like, we had her on at halftime. Oh, by the way, I do need to mention this. I didn't mention this, and I'm sorry about this. The clips of the sound bites, courtesy of 102.1 FM, where the games are. I wanted to mention that as well, with Albert Dawson and myself. But yes, I had her on at halftime, and she said, you know, she said she wanted Kyle to just to get one little piece of Tom Brady. Yeah, I mean, just one sack or a hit or a, and I said,
I'm sure Kyle wants that too.
What'd I say?
You know, you said you wanted.
Kyle take two or three of
that's
those.
Right.
But
that's
good
right.
for her. Good
it
for
is.
Her.
Good for her, and she'll do well. Yeah. She's a very classy lady, and I think that you know, if she wants to continue somewhere else or do anything, she's very capable.
Yeah.
She's a smart lady, and I wish her well.
The bye week, SEMO in 2 weeks, 2 o'clock, at Hale Stadium. Got two more home games and two more road games. 1:30. That will be on 102.1 FM in a couple weeks. We'll be back in here next week to talk more, previewing SEMO more next Sunday morning. But how do you handle the bye week with the team?
Well, we're gonna take the day off, and tomorrow we may do a little something. I think we have a practice schedule for tomorrow, Tuesday, Wednesday. And then Thursday, Friday, we'll give them off. And, of course, we won't do anything on Saturday and come back on next Sunday, get some meeting stuff in and go from there. But it's we got to get some time off to be able to heal up and get these guys in the training room. We're so banged up. I'm so elated with this win last night because of all the injuries that
we
had.
Well, you're 7 straight weeks and not getting putting training camp on top of that. Yeah.
And, you know, our guys, there's not a better way to go into a bye week with a big win, homecoming win, and being able to get these guys some rest and recovery and to get back at it.
So what do you do on your day off?
Well, we don't get days off.
Oh.
There'll be
you said the players.
You know, yeah, there'll be some you know, reduced hours there. Yeah. You know, I'll try to get a little rest for myself, enjoy the family a little bit. But, you know, we got to go get on this SEMO film and try to get a jump start on them, because there's another good football team coming into our place. So we got to have a great game plan ready for these guys.
Again, from the start, to 26-24 win over Austin Peay homecoming, and you'd seen what that team had done by beating Jacksonville State and Southeast Missouri. First time, as a matter of fact, in any Austin Peay season that the Governors have beat two ranked teams in the same season. So you beat a good football team last night.
Absolutely. We knew they were a good team coming in, and you know, you watch them on tape. You had to be very impressed with what they were doing on both sides of the ball. So I thought our kids took the challenge. I thought we executed. And, you know, if we execute like that and we don't turn the ball over, you know, the sky's the limit for these guys the rest of the way. We just got to go in and take it one play at a time and do our job.
So homecoming, did you get to enjoy any of the festivities?
Not really. Last night, I did go out to the Music City Sheraton to see old teammates. We sit down and had a little dinner, and then I was gone. I was in the bed by 12:30, I promise you.
Well, enjoy the win. Enjoy the bye week. We'll see you next Sunday morning.
All right, go Big Blue.
TSU football coach Rod Reed Show. Coming up next, Fantasy Rescue with Jonathan Najjar and Zach Williams. 11:30 pregame, 12 o'clock the kickoff today. We've got the Falcons and the Rams right here. Jonathan, great job. Eleanor, even better job working things out this morning as our new production assistant slash Jonathan's wife. Everybody have a great day.